Let's be seated and go to our Father in prayer. Bow with me, please. Father God, at various times, each one of us is faced with the reality of our own weakness. There are times when we feel strong and capable and self-reliant, but then we get sick or get hurt or something happens that we can't control. We realize just how weak we really are. We realize just how needy we really are. And it's in times like this that we take great comfort in knowing that you're strong. You're not dependent like we are. You're not prone to illness and weakness and trials and uncertainty like we are. In times like this, it's good for us to remember that you know our frame, that you remember that we're only dust. We're just little dusty creatures whose days are like grass. We flourish for a time and then the wind passes us. But you have established your throne in the heavens. Your kingdom rules over all time and all places and all circumstances. Your love is from everlasting to everlasting. You are eternal and never changing. We are weak, Father, but you are strong. And at many times, Lord, we realize that we aren't just weak physically, but also morally. Lord, each of us is faced with the reality of our sinfulness, and each one of us sins against you every day. Sometimes we defiantly ignore your will, as you've clearly revealed it to us in your word. And sometimes we genuinely think that we're doing the right thing when we're doing the wrong thing. Even our best actions, God, are tainted with some measure of sin. Father, it's such a comfort to know that you are merciful and gracious and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. It's a blessing to know that you don't deal with us according to our sins or repay us according to our iniquities. Instead, you show us compassion like a father shows compassion to his own children. And like we prayed to you this morning already, you take away our sins as far as the east is from the west. That far, you remove our transgressions from us. Lord God, what a joy it is to be forgiven. And so we admit our weakness to you and we confess our sins and our sinfulness to you and we freely acknowledge the vast and infinite chasm between ourselves and you, between weak, sinful human beings and a perfectly holy, omnipotent God. And we admit that this chasm can only be bridged through Christ Jesus. And because of this, we say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, and who satisfies you with good. Father, we want to give you thanks for your good gifts to us. We thank you that there are so many in this church who choose to extend help to those in need. I pray that as we provide funds and provide meals and provide other gifts, that you would use us to be your hands and feet in your world. I pray that we would count it all joy to be able to provide these physical and financial manifestations of your care for us. We thank you for the way you provide for the financial needs of this church. Thank you for your provision. We acknowledge that you are the one who ultimately gives us all good gifts. You've provided so richly for us, and so we joyfully give back a portion to you. It's our joy to do so, and it's our worship. Father, we thank you that you continue to provide people to be part of your church, specifically part of this community of Christians. We've been given so much by you, and we've been given hope. We've been given forgiveness. We've been given eternal life. And so we pray that we would tell others about that. We pray that we would faithfully and joyfully tell others about what Jesus Christ has done for us so that they too would have the opportunity to believe in him and receive forgiveness of their sins and give glory to his name. Now, as we turn to your word, we pray that we would listen attentively, that we would respond appropriately. Pray that each of us would say in our hearts, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen.